broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Liberty Roundtable Live is brought to you by thepowermall.com. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 18th in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour 2 at 2. We use the blueprint for liberty, the Constitution for the United States of America. After all, it is the rule of law, along with the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by the founders to make sure that no bureaucrat or agency gets too powerful. It's failing, ladies and gentlemen, only because we're not applying the peer principles that made America great. We can do it again. We need your help. LibertyRoundtable.com. All right, Kirk Crosby, welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Last hour, we talked about this idea that perhaps the world's conspiracy theorists have been right all along. They say we used to laugh at conspiracy theorists. But from FIFA and the banking scandals and the Iraq war, well, maybe they have got something right. Maybe they're right after all. Yeah. Russian official wants to investigate whether the U.S. moon landings actually happened or not, says the Washington Post. And, Kurt, this is a very difficult topic because the problem is people say to me, Sam, don't even bring up that moon thing. And the second you do, people think you're a loon. Think you're whacked as all get out. Come on, of course we went to the moon. I saw it on TV when I was a kid. I know we went. But there's too many anomalies in the story, Kurt. I don't know what the truth is, but I know the government lies, and I know that the official story somehow isn't correct. Exactly what the conclusions are and what really went down and who what, I don't know. But the Russians want to open an investigation into this, Kurt. And, well, do you support the Russians in this, Kurt? Do you want an open investigation?
Well, Sam, it's, it makes me think of all the different things we've got. I mean, I guess that you could say brought up. Take Hillary Clinton, for example. You got the Benghazi thing. You just go on down the list of all these, you know, many infractions, and yet do any of them really ever get brought up, brought right, gotten to the meat of it?
In other words, is there ever real like appropriate so truth many, and resolution? And the answer is no, sir.
It just doesn't seem like it, does it?
All right. Now, I know people want to call in on this topic, Kurt. We got some calls over the bottom of the hour or the top of the hour break, except I was tied up and I'm all by myself. If you want to dial in and chime in on this, we'd love to hear from you. 866-986-6397 is the toll-free number. 866-986-6397 or 866-986-NEWS. Would love to hear from you about this. But I'm telling you, the Russians want to investigate this, and I have a hard time saying we shouldn't. I don't know the truth. It's been a conspiracy discussion and battle for literally decades. Since what, 1969? How many years is that, Kurt?
That is, 31 plus 15. That looks like about 46 years to me. The bottom line is, wouldn't it be nice if you could just say, look, if the government says it, it's got to be true.
Yeah,
it would just be.
Hey, Art's off the grid and he wants to chime in. Kurt, hi, Art.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, sir. You got a lot of background noise. Go.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not really much I can do about background noise. Here's my thing with the moon landing. The Van Allen belt was discovered in 1958, 11 years prior to Armstrong supposedly stepping foot on the moon. To this day, as far as I am aware, they have not yet figured out how to safely transport man through that radiation belt. So my question is, if even with the technology today, man cannot safely travel through the Van Allen belt, how did they put man on the moon?
Well, and that's a great question. They've tried to answer that. It's a very confusing answer. They claim they have technology that can solve it. The problem is the only technology that we know that can solve it is so heavy they could never get it to the moon. So, yes, they have the technology to go through the Van Allen belt, but not the technology to bring that up and into space to go through the Van Allen belt. In other words, the weight is the problem. And that's what a lot of the debate's been on about whether we went to the moon or not. They claim that, hey, there's no way you could even get those guys in that lunar module with their space suits on. They could never get in and out of the doors. There's no way they could bring up enough capability to go through the Van Allen belt because it's too heavy, even if we had the technology back then, which we didn't. And now if we want to go to the moon, they say, well, golly, it would at least take us 15, 20 years. We don't have the money. We can't go to the moon again. Again, that's another reason why people debate if we went. There's real cogent arguments on both sides of the issue, sir. There really is.
Well, see, that brings me back to my question, because if they have the technology but they can't get the technology there, then they don't have the technology, do they?
No, you're correct.
But
the reason that I point out that difference, is that's how they'll lie. They'll come back to you and say, we have the technology. And it's true, we do, kind of, but not really. And then they'll, if you start going on further, they'll either cut you off or they'll talk about how you're a crazy conspiracy nut and they won't give you any time of day. And that's kind of the problem with these situations, is we can't get to the truth.
Exactly. And, you know, so, I mean, for me, it's like all this space exploration, it, to me, is a waste of time. And I'll tell you what. Yes, I would love to know what's out there, but man has been so destructive here on this one little planet. Can you imagine what he will do if he actually gets out there?
Yeah, just imagine if you had man trying to play God in the whole universe rather than just on the Earth, huh?
Oh, my goodness. You know, it's bad enough we got to play genetic engineering with everything from plants to animals. What are we going to do, start developing planets out there?
Well, they lost the moon rocks,
because next
so.
Thing you know, they'll be wanting to do, what do they call that, terraforming planets.
Yeah, although I guess we could send a bunch of people there if they want to rule their own planet. We could just send them all off to a planet, you know?
I don't know. They're never going to prove to me. Until they can show me that they can put a man through the Van Allen belt, they will never convince me that they put a man on the moon.
Great point. Thanks for your call, sir.
All right.
He's right, Kurt, and that's kind of the problem, is that there are so many discussions about the reality of this. We used to interview, what's that guy's name? James, somebody, he wrote a book called A Paper Moon. James, oh, what was that guy's name? It's Only a Paper Moon or what?
I'll try to look that up.
We used to interview that guy, and strangely, the guy's dead, Kurt, because he brought up vote fraud, too, and then there's a very strange death of poor James. I'd have to look up his name. Anyway.
Oh, okay. He was a vote fraud guy. Huh?
No, he wrote vote fraud, yeah, too. Anyway, yeah. Great guy. We used to interview him on the radio. All I'm telling you is I tried to call his wife about that death, and she's just like, hey, I'm not talking to anybody. Go away from me. Anyway, while we're wondering about the moon landings, Kurt, there's a little closer to home reality here that's going on at a university in Utah. And I guess they say university in Utah installs a texting lane on the stairs, buddy.
A texting lane?
On the stairs, yes, sir. We're talking about UVU, Utah Valley University. It's right here, about 10 miles from where you live.
A texting lane. So
yes, sir.
Did that mean they widened the stairs?
No, sir.
Or, you know.
It's at the Life Wellness Center, buddy. Dateline Orem, Utah. Now, the days of bumping into a texter on the staircases are over, at least in theory, Kurt. The university decided to divide its staircase into, quote, three neon green striped lanes. You got one for walkers, Kurt. You got one for runners, and you got one for them texters. Yeah, that's what they're telling ABC News. The stairs were just lifeless before, buddy. Students don't necessarily abide by the rules, but it's sure interesting as people kind of push people out of the right lane and stuff like that if they're texting. Other people don't even see what's going on because they're so consumed in their phones, Kurt. They say putting the lanes on the stairs was partly tongue-in-cheek, but it also was intended to make the space more aesthetically pleasing for the students. And they say the problem is the building's only a year old, Kurt, but the dreary colors inside were a problem. They wanted to brighten it up some. And they say we did a lot of surveying with the students for what areas were the gloomiest, and the staircases were often talked about. And now that's definitely not the case with the new lanes. The changes to the stairs were designed by the school's marketing department, Kurt. So you cool with all that?
Wow. So let me get this straight. Let's see.
Sir.
So they've got stairs.
At the government school.
And now
yes.
What they did was they put some lines on them, little paint, you know, lines.
Roger that.
And so this is a big ABC news story.
Absolutely, dude. They put lanes on the stairs, and you got the runners, the walkers, and the texters. You can get whichever lane you are, buddy.
Wow. I'll tell you what. Now, I can see why they don't have time at ABC to cover things like
the
CSPOA, and stuff like that. Because
What about global climate change? Like they got plenty of time to discuss the topic unless this story comes out. We'll tell you about it.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, Kurt. There's so much news, it's just amazing. And I guess it turns out that America's most advanced climate station data is out, Kurt. They got these special stations that are very high-tech. They've strategically put them in places where they're confident we'll get real data. And the mainstream press is all too willing to talk about climate change and global warming and whatever latest term they have, except for when stories like this come out. The headline says, America's most advanced climate stations, the data shows that we've been in a 10-year cooling trend That's according to the Daily Caller that just rolled out this piece, Kurt. Where's the mainstream press when you need them? The U.S. Climate Reference Network was developed by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, to create high-quality climate data. And they got 114 very high-tech stations across the country. And they say they expect no development for the next 50 to 100 years in these areas. And so they feel like the data will be very factual. And they basically keep track of three different factors, Kurt: the humidity, the precipitation, and the warmth. They call them three independent measurements of temperature, precipitation, etc. And they have well-calibrated and highly accurate observation tools. And, well, Kurt, it just shows that we've been in a 10-year cooling trend. Now, where's Barack and everybody else when you need them?
It's a great question, Sam. I don't think too many people are going to talk about the 10-year cooling trend.
Well, if that's the facts, those are the real numbers, you absolutely must. Then what if I say there's a conspiracy to deceive us over climate change, Kurt? And they'd say, oh, you're whacked out. And I'd say, you folks are crazy. And then the great conspiracy point. And the debate would rage on, and then we'd have less trust for our government. And then in 50 years, they might even admit that I'm right, Kurt, even though they've already admitted it. In the Daily Caller, according to their weather stations right now, NOAA's already admitted it publicly, Kurt.
Yep.
America's most advanced climate stations. Data documents a 10-year cooling trend.
You know, it reminds you of the book, what was his name? Pat Shannon, I think. Everything
they ever told me was a lie. Yeah.
Was a lie.
Good point. By the way, that guy's name is James Collier that I mentioned that wrote It's Only a Paper Moon, and he also wrote Vote Fraud or Vote Scam or whatever. Anyway, the guy passed away, but he used to be on our show. We interviewed him back in the day. Nice guy. I believe he's genuine, did the best. He did a lot of good research, Kurt.
Yes.
He really did. But don't worry. While we're not going to admit the truth on climate change, while we're not going to talk about whether we went to the moon or not, while we decide we're going to have paint lanes on staircases so that textures don't get in the way of the runners and such, hey, they're going to cut trans fats, Kurt, by mandate, and it's going to be way expensive.
Yeah.
You going to weigh in on this one?
Well, I mean, the bottom line is at least, you know, we've got the government that's going to save us from ourselves. I mean, you know, certainly in the Constitution, there's this, got to be a section in there where they make sure that we don't eat the wrong things or drink the wrong things, because, you know, then, you know, everything would be good in America, right? See?
Except for you got to debate what the wrong things are. We eat and drink so many chemicals and so many toxins mandated by the government. It's beyond comprehension. Well, Kurt, you remember how I told you that the Republicans don't want real health care solutions, Kurt? They just lie and they pretend they do, but it's not true. And the proof is in the pudding. Back in 2010 is when Barack got his health care law passed. It's been 5 years since. We're not even closer to a solution. Well, I told you they weren't really for the truth. And people kind of laughed and said, Sam, you don't have any proof of that. And, well, now the mainstream press just gave us proof, Kurt.
Ooh.
Headline says GOP is wary about winning on health law, by Robert Pear, Dateline Washington. Republicans who have been hoping that the Supreme Court will change President Obama's health care law. Well, now they've got an uncomfortable question to cope with, Kurt. What if they actually win at the Supreme Court? Republicans in Congress would create an enormously complicated answer. Yeah, in fact, if many Americans find themselves abruptly without health insurance now that they've let the socialism continue for five long years, now it'll be so uncomfortable the Republicans would probably lose in 2016, Kurt. Now, many Republicans say, well, let me think about this. If the court voids the current ruling allowing subsidies in states that use the federal insurance marketplace, in other words, if the court says, yeah, you're right, you got to turn that off. Are you listening? Well, many Republicans now say they would support a temporary continuation of subsidies for people with low or moderate incomes. Our goal is to protect people, not the law, said a Republican in Wyoming. Yeah, they're working on a possible legislative response to the court now. The court's decision is expected by the end of the month. Now, the Democrats denounced the proposals. Republicans are saying, well, we wouldn't have an immediate objective, Kurt, of a full-scale replacement for the health law. Let me say that again. The Republicans blatantly, publicly in the mainstream press now say, if we win, we would not have a full-scale replacement for the health law. They say this is not a long-term solution. What we're trying to do is create a temporary solution or a temporary transition while this is discussed in the elections and, well, something that the new president could take on. So, Kurt, this chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, he's a Republican of Texas. He's with the Subcommittee on Health. He said that senior members of the Republican Party have laid out a draft, a framework for legislation so that when the Supreme Court rules, we can put together a credible plan that puts patients ahead of politics. Republicans in the two chambers are working together on a, quote, unified approach. Yeah. What do you think that means, Kurt? So they say our goal, you ready for their goal? You ready for what they think they can do, Kurt? They got the complaint. Look, if a state opts out, then the state can apply for federal grants as a block grant. And the states can make their own decisions with the federal money. Now, can I ask you, how is that any better?
I don't see it as an improvement. You know, it just, I mean, it's like so many of the things we've been talking about. There's so much that needs to be corrected, needs to be fixed, and yet it seems like we just keep dumping new, I guess you could say, new to-do lists right on top of the old ones that aren't done in the first place, right?
Yeah. So the bottom line is, Kurt, I'm convinced that there's no answer. Just like the Republicans had no answer when they took over the House and the Senate back in November, they have no answer now, Kurt. Okay? They're talking about a reasonable transition period is required. They're talking about basically the same things, just administered slightly different. Okay? The Republicans say we're seeking a plausible alternative, Kurt. What do you think?
Well, we could give them some alternatives. We could give them some suggestions, you know, basically a road to follow, a track to go on. But I don't think they want to hear it from us. Do you?
Yeah, so what they say is we better not renew Obamacare, but we better create temporary assistance. All that means is socialism or fascism, folks. They're not planning to change. They've admitted it in the mainstream press now. GOP is wary about winning on health care now. They don't even want to win, Kurt.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. This half hour is brought to you by your scientifically-backed free vigor test. How would you like more energy in your life? How would you like to do it the natural way? And how would you like to chart your progress? All right, get a hold of Kurt and take the free test today. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or smile and dial 801-669-2211 and talk to Kurt. He'll help you out. That's Kurt at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Mark, New York, you're on the radio, sir.
Morning, gentlemen. Apollo 12, second moon mission.
Yes.
Alan Bean, third seat, saves mission from the famed SCE to auxiliary command after it was hit by lightning on liftoff. On YouTube, as recently stated, I don't even think we went through the Van Allen belt, which has recently been reported to have three layers, not one, not two, but three.
Well, I agree. There's serious problems with the thought that we went to the moon. There's serious issues about that. And the debate rages on is the problem, and we can't trust government, Mark. But your point's well taken.
Thank you, sir.
All right. I appreciate it. Mark's doubling down on more evidence, ladies and gentlemen, on the idea that we didn't go to the moon. And again, I'm not going to say we didn't go. What I'm going to say is I don't understand how we went if we went. And I'm going to stand for an open, transparent investigation. And, you know, that's kind of an interesting tidbit that we got to really work through. It's serious. It makes you wonder. You just can't trust your government is the problem. All right, exclusive Rand Paul. Obama trade tax hikes on small businesses means that Republicans should oppose, quote, fast-track trade authority revival efforts. Kurt, that's what Rand Paul says, but while that's happening, the House is fixing to give Barack his wishes, aren't they?
Well, that's what it looks like, Sam. I mean, as far as I know, the Republicans promised that there wouldn't be any tax hikes, and yet, as far as I can tell, Rand Paul, one Republican himself in the Senate, says that if they do this, they're going against their promise. I mean, a government not keeping its promise?
Huh. And then they wonder why we don't trust them, huh, Kurt?
Surprise, surprise.
Huh? Well, there's some, I guess these Italian families aren't very happy about what's going on, I guess, in their government schools, Kurt. Did you see this?
Yeah, the headline reads, Italian families protest forced cross-dressing of school children. I guess this is part of the whole, you know, you diversity. You know, you got to try to understand what people are going through. So you force kids to,
yes, sir.
When they say cross-dress, that means, you know, they're a boy and they're supposed to dress up like a girl, right? Is that what the
yes,
deal
sir.
Is?
Absolutely.
Now, that's certainly got to be a role for the school.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know, can't you picture Kurt Crosby in a skirt and stilettos? Come on. You know. Kurt Crosby can put on the Jimmy Choo, man, and, you know. See, this stuff's just whacked out crazy.
Yeah, it's a Breitbart news piece. They say the demonstrators will be protesting these educational programs. They're kind of ticked off there in Italy. I guess it kind of shows you that, hey, it's not just crazy here in America. You know, you got a little bit of, even the Italian families are getting forced to participate in stuff like this.
Worldwide psychosis, you know, Kurt.
Seems like the root problem is the government indoctrination centers.
I hear that. Shut them down yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, I agree with you, Sam, on almost everything you do, but by golly, what am I going to do if you take my kids out of the government school, Sam? Well, you're going to buy men's clothes and women's clothes, for starters.
The schools call it the game of respect. They call this exercise. Bottom line is that's what's going on.
Yeah, the next piece, I guess the new $10 bill, Kurt, will feature a woman the Treasury Department announces. So the question is, what chick's going to be on the 10 spot, sir?
Well, Hillary would probably be good, don't you think? No,
Kurt, you can't put Hillary on there. She's running for president, man.
Well, it'll help her get a little more, you know, coverage.
Now, they say what came out of the Bilderberg meetings is that Hillary is vetted to be the president. You think that's true, Kurt?
You know, I thought she was vetted to be president
a long time ago. Yeah. All right. Well, Kurt, you know, I've always told you that I'm not comfortable with these self-driving vehicles, and I mentioned that they could be hacked and everything else. Now the latest headline comes out and says, hey, man, self-driving cars may have to be programmed to kill you.
Ooh, ouch.
Now, you want me to explain the scenario where it might be programmed to kill Kurt Crosby?
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Let's say Kurt Crosby's going down the road and he's, you know, drinking his Zango juice and having a good time eating his health food. He's got a big old salad and he's just eating. And his car's driving all by itself. You with me? And suppose that, well, there's just not a good situation and some other vehicle is out of control or something's going on or some kid's in the way or something, Kurt. Now, you could run over a kid. You could hit the car coming the other way. Or you could hit the hard barrier. Like the cement barrier in the middle of the road, right?
Uh-huh.
And we need to preserve life. And we're pro-life, Kurt. You got that, right?
Of
you understand
course.
We're pro-life, okay? And so now the computer's got to be told what to do, Kurt.
Yeah.
Now we've got to put an algorithm in place that would say, look, hitting the car is the bad idea because more people will die. You agree, Kurt?
Well, of course.
Of course you agree, sir. Now, if you don't agree, you're just evil, okay? Mm-hmm. And not only that, you don't even have brains if you don't agree. You got that? And that's how they pitch it to where you go along or else you're an idiot. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you wouldn't want to hit the little kid that has a chance at a whole life, Kurt. You've already wasted most of yours with your belligerent, white, extreme viewpoints, your political shenanigans, and your hostile domestic threat behavior. You've done that for 60 years almost, buddy. Now, would it be you or the little kid that has a chance at life, especially to be a good socialist their whole life? Who deserves a more chance at life, Kurt? Who deserves the,
Yeah, good point. I see your point.
You know what I mean? So, Kurt, we're going to basically program that computer to slam you into that cement barrier and kill you. In the name of pro-life, Kurt. It's a pro-life move here we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And the computer must decide to be for pro-life, and you wouldn't want the computer to do anything else, would you?
Of course not, Sam.
Of course not, yeah.
I'm a good little...
That's right. And whatever you say against it would just show how wrong-headed you are in the first place. But self-driving cars may have to be programmed to kill you is the topic, and the idea is that, hey, the computer's going to have to be told to do certain things in certain scenarios. Now, it's going to reduce deaths. That's why we need to go to this, Kurt, because you're a retard, and you'll probably crash, but the computer will crash less than you and me and anybody else driving, for that matter, any human. I don't mean you as in Kurt Crosby. I just mean you as the human race, right? Okay, and the bottom line is the computer will do way better, but once in a while the computer will have to just make really tough decisions, Kurt. And programming it in to kill you to save others just might need be, Kurt. Just might need to be, okay? That's the scenario that's going on here. Now, here's the problem with it. I don't disagree with the general idea that we need to teach the machines to be as pro-life as they can be. I guess my idea is when we start taking human decisions out of things and we start programming conclusions, could a human have maybe not chosen, Kurt? I know this is crazy. They usually only give us A and B, but in this scenario, they gave us A, B, and C. Killed a little kid, killed all the people in the car, or sacrificed Kurt Cosby. What about D, Kurt? What about choice D, where a human might say, hey, I think that I might be able to clip that car and save the kid and save me, and yeah, there might be some vehicle damage, but nobody will die, and I'm going to try it. I'm going to shoot the gap, and I'm going to do my very best, and I'm going to pray hard. And I'm going to shoot that. I'm going to choose choice D. And what if everybody lives, Kurt?
Ooh. Wow.
Okay.
You mean there's not always a, you know, set example? I mean, you know.
Well, there is when you have a computer program, Kurt.
Yeah.
You got to tell it what to do. You follow me?
Yeah.
And it doesn't have a choice that says, well, you didn't tell me what to do.
Can it just think itself?
Well, they're working on artificial intelligence, Kurt, and some say that it can.
What say you about that?
Well, if that's true, I want the computer to tell me the truth on if we went to the moon or not. Until we get there, I'm not really convinced. I'm just saying. So, okay. You know, can computers be taught to self-analyze and to create some kind of intelligence? To some degree, yes, but they'll never have the intuition of God. They'll never have the intuition of a human, Kurt. And they'll never have the critical, fast, fuzzy decision logic that we need. And what do I mean by fuzzy decision? The fuzzy decision is, you know what, I'm going to shoot that gap. I don't know if I'm going to be successful, but I'm going to try it because I'm going to do my very best. And I'm going to hope and pray that there's something above my efforts that'll make that difference. The God factor, the hope factor, the whatever you want to call it, the belief in humanity factor, whatever you want to attribute it to. I clearly say that it's God factor. But the computer can't be taught to do that, Kurt, because nothing's superior to the computer. You got that? In the computer's own mind.
Good point.
If the computer starts to rely on God, then at what point will it reject its own logic in favor of God's truth?
Wow.
Ooh, now you're getting deep. We better take a break. This is getting too deep. I can't even handle it. Self-driving cars may have to just kill you. All right, AT&T's in trouble, Kurt, and you're paying the bill, sir. I'll tell you about it in seconds.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Kurt, you ever heard of The Empire Strikes Back?
Yeah, I think I have.
Net neutrality strikes back now, Kurt. Rarely do you see a government edict implemented and then the repercussions so quickly realized. But in this case, that's what you got, brother. AT&T fined $100 million, Kurt, because they have this idea that, hey, they say you get unlimited data on your connection, Kurt. But what they do is they use this term called throttling. And after you use a certain amount of data, they slow down your connection. Mm-hmm. So it is unlimited in the sense that you can continue using it. It's just not very fast. Well, remember, net neutrality was all about you cannot, speed discriminate, sir.
Equally, mm-hmm.
And so the guy that's used a bunch of data can't be treated any different than the guy that's used hardly any data, Kurt.
Good point.
So now net neutrality coming to abuse the people, in my humble opinion, and that's wrong. And $100 million, you think that ought to drive up the cost of your cell bill, Kurt?
Yep, I do.
And what are the government going to do with that money? Create more regulations to abuse us even harder?
Well, it's all to save us, you know, and help us out. I mean, Sam, I mean, they wouldn't be just, you know, stealing our money.
That's what's going on, though, Kurt.
Yep.
$100 million, and it's all game playing, in my opinion, because look, is it appropriate to say you have unlimited data, but after this time frame, you know, we slow your connection down? Now, T-Mobile's been doing a similar scenario, Kurt. And the problem that I have is it's all these regulations. I think it's appropriate to say, look, I'm not going to shut you off if you go over your data limit, because I want you still to be able to access it, but I'm going to slow you down significantly. So maybe you won't be able to watch videos anymore, Kurt. But you will be able to at least, you know, look up something on the internet or, you know, whatever as you need to. You can check your email. There's a little bit of data, and it's not very fast. It's not fun, but you can do it. Well, what, in addition to this $100 million, do you think that the government's going to force to happen now, Kurt? And the answer is, well, if they have to give everybody true unlimited, they're going to either, one, get rid of that plan entirely, and then you don't even have the option, or two, they're going to have to charge a ton of money to get that unlimited plan to be really, truly full-speed unlimited. Either way, due to belligerent regulation, your costs go up, Kurt.
Okay, now the solutions, Sam. You know, they're pretty easy to understand. But
well, the solution in my mind is to get government out of it. And if AT&T wants a plan that says, hey, we're going to give you internet that's unlimited, and we're going to slow you down after a certain speed, if someone feels like they've been wronged by that policy, let them go to court with that policy. And maybe the court might say something like, hey, you're going to have to publish that in a little more detail so it's clear to consumers. AT&T, you got to make it clear. If you're going to have a plan like that, you got to make it clear to people. At the most, that's all I see. I see that if there's a redress of grievances, Kurt, that's what we already have courts for. And so I don't really think anything needs to be done except for we need to get the government out of the middle of this. I'm perfectly fine with a plan that eventually reduces my speed or throttles me down if I use over a certain amount. And I'll tell you why, because it's a way to give me virtually unlimited, Kurt. But yet, keep a cap on costs, and they can double or quadruple that amount of data that you get before they start throttling it and increase the costs. Okay, no one's saying those choices can't be there, but what they're going to do is they're going to get rid of this choice that I have. And what's better, a limit, then throttle down, so it's slower, but you still can you know, exist and do things, or one that hard shuts you down if you go over your limit or fines you a big fee. So all I'm telling you is, to me, this is a logical decision that these private sector companies have made, which is, hey, we're going to give you unlimited data, Kurt, but we're going to slow you down after you use what most users have already used or more. We can't have a couple of people use all the data. So we're going to slow you down just to make sure that it's in kind of the realm of our expectations. I think it's completely appropriate in a way to manage cost for these companies. But that's what the battle's all about. That's what's going on. And the government wants to put itself in the middle and be the decider. Separate from the courts, though, they want to just fine $100 million. That's a fine to all of us, Kurt, even if you don't use AT&T, because the other companies are going to have to respond to this as well. So there you have it, Kurt. Just thought I'd bring that to your attention.
It's a great point. Yeah, everybody else is going to be going, hey, man, if they're doing it to them, they're going to be doing it to us. And, you know, I mean, it's just going to drive costs up.
Well, or if you're a company that's had a higher price plan that's truly unlimited, then, hey, that's going to become the standard.
I mean, it's perfectly, you can see it when we see that people fall for the whole, for example, government schools, you know, because they're, quote, cheaper. And yet, when you really look into the real cost of them, the costs are as high or higher than any, than many private schools. And yet, do we get the results? In my opinion, we don't.
Of course not. In this case, what you're going to have is virtually a high-priced cost fixing ratchet up on the cost of your internet connections as a result. But the government's happy if you watch less alternative media and you listen to less alternative media, Kurt. So maybe it's all by design, huh?
Good point.
All right. Gunman kills nine at historically black church during Bible study, sir.
Yeah, now, I'm sure that most folks have already been fed this story over and over, you know, because, of course, anytime, as the old phrase says, if it bleeds, it leads. So anytime there's a story where a bunch of people getting shot and you throw in the idea of the church, and then you've got the black and white issue, because apparently this was a young white man that basically showed up and even participated in, you know, sitting there for, you know, like an hour or something in Bible study. And then he, you know, went off shooting people. And he even, you know, there were some, one in particular that survived. They say he left her so that she could tell the story. But, you know, the thing I found interesting in all the stories I've read about it, Sam, was they quote the mayor down there, Joseph P. Riley, and he called the shooting the most unspeakable and heartbreaking tragedy. That's kind of, you know, where he sounds good. Then he said the only reason that someone could walk into a church and shoot people praying is out of hate. Yeah, it wasn't really a love crime. Riley said it's the most dastardly act that one could possibly imagine, and we will bring that person to justice. This is one hateful person. Now, he also said this, and he says, there are far too many guns out there. Now, what I want to ask the mayor is, who shot back and stopped this guy? As far as
I don't
know,
think
nobody
anybody
did. Nobody did. The guy, you know, cruised, and, you know, of course the authorities are looking for him. But imagine if, you know, he had some return fire, Sam. Maybe this, you know, whoever was there that had a, you know, weapon or a protective device, as you would like to call it, maybe then none of these people would have died. But no, you know, the mayor uses this and says, you know, there's far too many guns out there, and that's just the standard thing. You got to say, oh, just get rid of all the dangerous items. Oh, yeah. And who's going to follow that law? Wouldn't that be only the law-abiding citizens, Sam?
Well, yeah, Kurt, but I'm just telling you, you just got to forget all your logic and just go emotional. Guns are evil. Now, emotionally, you know that's true, Kurt.
Crazy.
Yeah, see? Now, emotionally, I think that we ought to have the right to keep and bear arms and defend ourselves from thugs. Like that one.
A little bit more. Yeah, good point. A little bit more on the story. You know how they've got cameras everywhere for us, Sam. Well, these cameras apparently are not, quote, good enough cameras because they had tough time figuring out who this guy was. They said his license plate showed a certain thing. They couldn't figure out who which car it really was, which exact kind or whatever. But, of course, there's going to be a move to get better cameras in the future. But finally, they've found out who this guy is. They say he's, what height he is and about how heavy he is, etc., and what he was wearing and all that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is, this is not a love crime. You know, it's when people shoot people, it's not because they're doing it for love. Now, they do say he was wearing some Timberland boots. Now, I'm thinking, well, I guess the cameras were good enough to tell him what kind of boots the guy was wearing. But anyway, just interesting parts of this whole story, that I can see.
Well, let's round out the hour with the Tet Offensive, Kurt.
Well, yeah, Donald Trump, and Mr. Ted Nugent. Now, Ted has been a friend of the CSPOA and that kind of thing, and I guess, according to World Net Daily now, Ted Nugent, he likes Donald Trump's tough talk, his boldness, and his business acumen. You've got Ted Nugent coming out saying, hey, this is a breath of fresh air.
Ted's like, I like the Donald.
All I can say is it's going to be a lot more, lively with the guy in there. And Ted Nugent certainly.
Especially if Ted goes on the campaign trail for Donald.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that would be definitely a lot more. It's something to cover instead of the kind of boring stuff that you get. I mean, imagine being able to choose between covering Jeb Bush or covering Donald and Ted. You know what I mean?
Donald, Ted, not to mention Rand and Cruz and all the others.
Yeah.
Scott Walker wants to know if he should run, Kurt.
I think he should. I mean, there's enough now running. You just a lot of entertainment coming up.
I don't know if you ought to run or not. I don't think so. What a waste of money and time. He's not going to win. Why? Because the American people won't back him, that's why. I personally would like a Rand Paul and a Walker ticket. But, I don't think we're going to get it. Hillary's going to be president, probably. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. We the people can restore America. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.